This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of things you should treasure based upon the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Based upon that passage, which certainly teaches us that we should learn to approve that which is excellent, or to value that which should be valued, or to treasure that which should be treasured, I have pointed out that you should treasure your life, you should treasure your mind, you should treasure your body, and you should treasure your neighbor. The Bible teaches us, and I want to say just a bit more about the fact that we should treasure our neighbor. Christianity gives the answer to the world's problems. It gives the answer to the world's problems as concerned government and politics. There ought to be honesty in politics. There ought to be honesty in government in high places. And it gives the answer to our relationship to one another. As I was saying at the close of our study last time, each and every one of us is a descendant of Adam and Eve. Each and every one of us is a descendant of Noah and his family. Therefore, there ought not to be the feelings of hatred among men. The feeling that there is one race and another race and that there ought to be hatred among them is simply not so in the light of Bible teaching. God loves every person on this earth, and every person who loves God will in turn love every other person. When two men are brought to Jesus Christ and each one of them love him as they ought, they will love each other. You cannot love God and hate your brother. John made that clear in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. The gospel of Jesus Christ will bring men into the church, the one body of Christ. And there all men, all classes of men, are made one in Christ. Therefore, we ought to treasure our neighbor, and we ought to love him and treat him right, to treat him in the way we would be treated, as Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Let everyone remember this attitude that Jesus Christ taught, how it would change the world if only men would listen to Jesus Christ. And so you should treasure your neighbor. James chapter 1, verse 27. Study that passage carefully. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the widows and orphans in their afflictions, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. We ought to be concerned about the poor, and certainly I have a message for God's people. We ought to be known as a benevolent people. Not to help those who will not try to help themselves, but to have a heart of compassion to those who are in need, and to let the world see the heart of Jesus Christ by our own actions. Now in the fifth place, I want to point out that in the light of Bible teaching, you should treasure your family. You should love and honor your parents and your brothers and sisters. The Bible teaches children should obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's the right thing to do. There are many children in our world today who have been brought up in an atmosphere in which it seems to be the smart thing, the cute thing to do, to be disobedient to those in positions of authority, including even their own parents. A child ought never to be disrespectful to his parent. He must not, of course, obey his parents in doing something that's disobedient to God. But we should honor our parents in every instruction that is in harmony with the will of God. There ought to be in the home the love between mother and father, between husband and wife, between parents and children, children and parents, and between brothers and sisters. You ought to love your family also from the standpoint of your husband and wife. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul said, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it." Wives, of course, are taught also to love their husbands. How easy it would be for a wife to submit herself to the leadership of a husband who loved her as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. You ought to love your own family from the standpoint of the future family that will be yours. Dare to choose the person in life that will help you to live the truly Christian life. So you should treasure your life, you should treasure your mind, your body, your neighbor, and your family. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.